This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The carjacking suspect shot by Denver police yesterday has died. Authorities say he threatened people with a handgun near West High School. Police say two officers fired their weapons and at least one officer hit the suspect, whose name has not yet been released. No officers were injured. Colorado senators voted along party lines on the Republicans' so-called skinny coronavirus relief bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republican Cory Gardner, who's up for re-election, says Democrats put politics above policy. But Democrat Michael Bennett counters the bill didn't do enough, leaving out aid for state and local governments and a slew of steps to help American families. He remains hopeful that a bipartisan agreement can be reached.
And I think what it will show is that there's an opportunity here for there to be a negotiation among the senators that want to get something done here, Democrats and Republicans, and the White House, who I think does want to get something done.
But given the depth of the stalemate, the promise of another coronavirus relief bill before November is far from certain. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, with more than 85 large wildfires, mostly on the West Coast, firefighting resources are so exhausted that U.S. and Canadian militaries are being called in to attack the fires from the air. Then, last month, Epic Games sued Apple and Google over the commission fees they charge to download apps. Epic's founder says tech giants control monopolies that have to be stopped. Getting firefighting help from the air, and Fortnite's Tim Sweeney speaks out. Next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, school in a pandemic is unlike anything 8-year-old Sebastian has seen before, but he was definitely ready to go back.
I was excited from coming to school because at the house, I would just always like be sitting on the couch doing nothing, sometimes helping my mom with her work.
Room 132 is a Colorado classroom figuring out what pandemic learning looks like. And you can find more on this story at cpr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered on CPR News.